bicycle in order to change his tracks. A criminal who was capable of such a thought is a man whom I'd be proud to do business with. So, what now? Let us leave a question undecided and return to our morass again. Yes, there's a miry path that leads along the lower part of the bog. If we're to find any trace of our fugitives, it must surely be there.
If they did come this way, it would have been a tricky business by night. The bog must be quite treacherous.
Ah, what is it? A track and a fine line of telegraph wires. That is the Palmer tire. Yeah. Heidegger's bicycle.
The marks are just about clear enough for us to follow.
Yeah. Watch where you're putting your feet, Watson. Keep well clear of the track.
Now, do you see here?
The prints of both tires, the one as deep as the other.
What does that mean?
Well, a man's throwing all his weight onto the handlebars. He's trying to put on speed. Now, what the devil's happened here?
There's a great smudge all over the track.
Yes, he must have taken a fall.
Specks of blood on the headrest.
Yes, and on the path. He must have come off his bicycle and then remounted. But I still can't make out what happened to it. But there's no sign of any other living being. It's just cattle.
It might have been gored by a bull.
No, most unlikely. Huh. Now, let's press on. He can't have got very far. He was bleeding so much.
That gorse bush, over there. I saw a gleam of metal.
The bicycle. It must be.
It's covered in blood. Holmes, there's something on the other side of the bush.
Oh, poor devil.
Good God. His skull's crushed in. How on earth could he have managed to keep up the chase?
Brave and determined man, Watson. Shoes, but no socks. He was wearing his nightshirt under his coat.
What on earth are we going to do with him? We can't just leave him here.
We've lost too much time already. We can't afford to waste another hour going for assistance. The boy's life may depend on it.
There's a man cutting peace, way over there by those trees. We could send him with a note to Dr. Huxtable, and he could then lead the police back to the body.
Capital suggestion, Watson. Yes, that will leave us free to pursue our investigations. I want to see if we can find any further trace of that patched Dunlop tower.
We've been tramping round for the best part of 8 hours. We're covered in mud and not much the wiser. The last glimpse we had of that tire was half a mile back. Do you think there's much point in going on?
We certainly won't gain anything by giving up now, Watson. Our cyclist could have been making for Holderness Hall over the village over there. And since Holderness Hall is unlikely to contain any surprises for us, I suggest we try the village.
Mm?
Yes, the people of the inn may be able to tell us something.
The Fighting Cock. Looks a pretty squalid sort of place. And I suppose that villainous-looking character at the door is the landlord.
No.
What on earth's the matter?
It's my ankle. I think I've twisted it. I can scarcely walk on it. Help me over to the inn.
Yeah. Rest your weight on me. That's the way.
Mr. Hayes? Mr. Reuben Hayes?
Who are you? And how'd you get my name up so pat?
It's printed on the board over your head. And it's easy to see a man who's master in his own house.
What do you want with me?
I suppose you haven't got such a thing as a carriage in your stables.
No, I haven't.
But my friend can hardly put his foot on the ground.
We shouldn't put it to the ground, then.
But he cannot walk, man.
Then he can hop.
Look here. This is rather an awkward fix for me. I don't mind how I get on.
Neither do I.
The matter's very important. I'd offer you a sovereign for the use of a bicycle.
And where would you be wanting to go?
To Holderness Hall.
Oh, friends of the Duke, are you?
Well, I'm sure he'll be glad to see us.
And why's that?
We bring him news of his son.
You mean you're on his track?
He's been heard of in Liverpool. They expect to find him every hour.
Well, there's not much love lost between the Duke and me.
What do you mean by that?
I used to be his coachman. They sacked me without a record. Just because he listened to the lies of a cowardly corn chandler.
Yes, but you'll help us, surely.
I'll do what I can.
We'll have some food first, and then you can bring round the cycle.
I haven't got a bicycle.
Sovereign, remember.
I haven't got one, I tell you. But you can have two.